Blog Talk Radio.
For those of you that think that gospel music has gone too far, you think we've gotten too radical with our message, well, I got news for you. You ain't heard nothing yet. And if you don't know, now you know. Glory, glory! Woo! You better put them hands together and act like you know up in here. Chief Peace! Church up in here. Come on.
Wow, what happened? Okay, well, the music just stopped. I thought that would be something different to open it, since it's the end, and welcome everybody, since it was the end of Mercury Retrograde. I don't know what happened, but anyway, welcome to Free Psychic Readings with Lennis and Miss Nina here on the Essence of Success Radio Network. Thank you for joining our weekly Sunday show of psychic readings. We love answering your questions, or at least put you on the right path. Remember to always be positive. Nothing in this world is promised but birth and death. So in between, let's make the best of it without understanding, communication, and above all, love. One question per caller, please. We'd like to give everybody a chance to ask a question, or, you know, you can give us validation on previous readings. The chat room is open. Your moderator is Miss Nina, who's also the manager of the Essence of Success Radio Network. If you need a more in-depth reading, you can go to theessenceofsuccess.com, click on readings, and it'll give you all the information you need there for a reading. How about that? If you need to contact me or Nina, you can reach Nina at nina.essence2s@gmail.com. That's nina.essence2s@gmail.com. And you can reach me on Facebook at the Essence of Success Network. Okay, let's bring my other half in. Good afternoon, Miss Nina.
Good afternoon, Lennis. Good afternoon, everyone. I hope you're having a wonderful weekend. For those of you up here in Canada, happy long weekend. I hope it's sunshiny where you are. It's definitely not here. We have got pouring rain, and it's been doing so for the last 3 days. South of here, it's been snowing. So, woohoo! Yay for Alberta.
Whoa.
And the long... unfortunately, the rain has not touched Fort McMurray, where it's needed up north. They did get a sprinkle the other night, but at least it's cooler temperatures, and it is slowing the fire down. The fire is mega, mega, mega big. But anyways, hopefully that with this cooler weather, they can, and your prayers, they can get it more under control.
Yes, amen, amen. Okay, well, sorry for all the rain, but, you know, welcome to my world. I live in liquid sunshine. Okay, Nina, you got some announcements also. Any birthdays?
I have one birthday. That's happy birthday to Georgia today. Happy birthday, Georgia. I love you. Tomorrow I have my sister-in-law and brother-in-law's anniversary, Karen and Mike. Happy anniversary. Love you guys. And on Wednesday, my nephew and his wife are celebrating their first anniversary. Happy anniversary, Dan and Joan. Hope you have a wonderful day.
Amen. Amen. That is so beautiful. I hope they do too. Nothing like young love, huh?
Oh, yeah.
It is so beautiful. Okay, we're just going to do one quick prayer and affirmation. We are now choosing to cleanse ourselves, God, and releasing in all thought forms, beings, situations, and energies that are no longer of service to our highest and greatest good. Across all planes of our existence, across all universes, and across all lifetimes, we ask that all energies that are less than love be transmuted for the highest good of all, and so it is. And the affirmation, I said it last week, and I'm doing it again today for y'all. Something great is about to happen to me. Doors are opening everywhere. Something great is about to happen to me. Doors are opening everywhere. Again, something great is about to happen to me. Doors are opening everywhere. And we definitely welcome the people listening around the world as well as in the chat room and on the phone. We do appreciate you and thank you for supporting the show. Okay, I don't have any other announcements other than today Mercury retrograde ends. Thank you, God. And I'm saying this because for me, Mercury retrograde wasn't really a problem. But for my clients and people that called or either dealing with family and friends, woo, it's been a pistol. So I'm glad that we're at the end. Also, I realized, you know, it was five planets retrograde. It wasn't just Mercury. So, but today we're out of it. Starting on Monday, our lives should start to get back to normal again, to how we're used to living without chaos and tragic or whatever. So anyway, I'm happy about that. So without further ado, should we begin now, Miss Nina?
Yeah, just one second, Lennis. I just wanted to remind everyone, if your number is blocked and you're trying to get on the show, my finger is on the disconnect button. I will disconnect you if you try and pull any shenanigans, so please try not to call in with a blocked number. Also, if you want us to pick up your number and up as a caller, please press 1 so that we know that you want to be on the air. I noticed that we have one caller that keeps getting bumped down in the queue because they have not pressed 1. So if you want us to answer a question for you, please press 1. Other than that, let's have a wonderful afternoon, Lennis.
Oh, and one other thing, Nina, for the month of May, because it is also Mother's Day month, every 9th caller gets a free reading from me and Nina. Whether you want me or you want Nina or if you want both of us. But every 9th caller, 1 hour free reading. So remember that. Maybe we'll do 20-some people today and it'll be 2 9th callers. But anyway, 9th caller, you got a gift coming from us. And that's and even next Sunday as well. Okay, well, I think we are ready. Area code 901. You're on the line with Lennis and Nina. Who's this?
Hey, ladies. This is Anna. How you doing today?
Oh, hi, Anna. How are you?
I'm good. And thanks for taking my call. Lennis, I wish you would look into the new energy surrounding my father's property we had been talking about some time ago.
Okay. Why am I seeing blood on the left side of your face?
Mm-hmm.
Right to the left of your mouth, it's a pocket of blood.
Oh, wow.
Almost like maybe somebody either got hit on that side of the face or they got a bad toothache.
Oh, I'm not sure.
But they're showing me that. It's the pocket of blood on the left side of your face. So if it's not you, somebody else, I think it might be a toothache. But it looks like either way, they could either got hit or somebody's got a bad toothache on the left side, lower jaw.
All right.
Okay, now back to your dad. I'm not really seeing anything. I see people have stopped inquiring.
Okay.
Two people,
okay.
I think it's your sister and brother, they've stopped inquiring about it.
Okay.
It's still there. I'm still seeing an attorney.
Okay.
Yep. Still seeing an attorney, but yeah, they're not inquiring anymore. Other things are going on, but yeah, still there. It just hasn't been recognized or yeah. Nina, are you picking up anything?
And is your father's property out for sale?
Well, that I'm really not sure about because I've got to start some investigating myself.
Okay, because I saw a for sale sign.
Ooh.
But that's what that's what a dream told me also.
Yeah, that's what I saw was a for sale sign. It's not obviously not you that's selling it, but
mm-hmm.
Yeah, it is up for sale. I see some animosity happening around.
Okay.
Mm.
Well, maybe the attorney is involved and he is bringing it to closure.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
There will be a little bit of animosity, and then I see hands shaking, so I think everything will be resolved in the end.
Okay. Well, thank you, ladies, so much for that assistance.
Oh, you're most welcome, Anna. Yes, thank you for calling. And
yes,
continue
you.
Listening to the show if you like.
I will.
Okay, thank you for calling and have a wonderful week, young lady.
Thank you. You ladies as well.
Okay. Next call is, you got a block number. Who is this?
Oh, I'm calling from Skype. Sorry, it shouldn't be blocked.
Okay, and who is this? I'm sorry?
It's Michelle, and I'm calling from Fort Saskatchewan, Alberta.
Oh, Michelle. Okay. Well, welcome, Michelle, to the show. We're glad to have
you. Thank you. Thanks for taking my call, ladies. So my question is, I guess, what do you see coming for employment? Because I'm currently unemployed.
Well, Michelle, well, I'm seeing if you want to move to Fort Mac, there's be lots of jobs coming up for the cleanup.
Yeah.
yeah, you know, I'm just north of you, or actually south of you in Edmonton.
Okay.
Job market is pretty scarce right now.
Yeah.
If you're collecting unemployment, hang in there.
I'm not. I'm self-employed, so I can't get unemployment.
Oh, you're in the same boat as I am.
Yeah.
Angels are telling me to advertise. You need to advertise. Put yourself out. Put yourself
okay.
out there.
Yeah.
Lennis, what are you picking up?
The same thing. I got marketing and public relations and advertising. So when you said advertising, it hit upon one of the words that came across to me too. So it's just a matter of you promoting yourself and something will come through.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm picking up three. I don't know if that means 3 days, 3 weeks, or 3 months, but I'm picking up the number three.
Okay.
I was as well, Michelle. I was picking up the number three as well, and I'm not sure about the length of time. I don't think it's 3 months. I think it's more likely 3 weeks.
Yeah,
okay.
That's what I was thinking too, Nina. Not 3 months, but 3 weeks. Yeah. Because
so
go ahead, Nina. I'm sorry.
Just promote the heck out of yourself, and you will get a job.
Okay. That was my plan this week on LinkedIn, so sending lots of resumes.
Awesome. There you go.
Thank
and
you,
this
ladies.
Is the week to do it, Michelle, so you're doing good. You're at a good time. We've just come out of that yucky pooey time, so this is a good time,
yeah. Okay, well, thanks, ladies.
You're welcome.
You're most welcome, Michelle, and thanks again for calling the show. Hope to hear from you again soon. Okay, next caller, area code 217. You're on the air with Lennis and Nina. Who's this?
Hello. Thank you for taking my call.
Okay,
you're
most welcome.
Thank you. my name is Amy, and I was wondering if you got anything from any of my guides about direction that I need to move forward for my second job.
Hmm. You know, I see you working a second job. That came up right away. I saw 4 hours. but I also saw that you were so tired. Are you trying to accomplish a goal? Is that why you're working this extra job, to accomplish a goal here?
Yes, it's something I do. It's my passion, what I do during the day. I work that job 6 days a week, and so it pays the bills, but my passion is my second job.
What's your passion?
But yes, I'm very tired. I'm single, and I have a lot to do.
So, no, that's fine, but what's your passion for the second job? Because I do see it coming up.
It's a website where I do metaphysical type work.
Oh, metaphysical work?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, you'll be good. You have to be shy about it. That's okay. I mean, that's good. Well, yeah, because I saw you getting it. I'm going to tell you, like the last caller, promote yourself. Get yourself out there, even if a few friends know your abilities. Promote yourself more. Maybe do readings or whatever, or oils or blessings, whatever that your field of expertise is in metaphysical. But, yeah, just put yourself out there. Let people know that you're available. But I see you getting a job. It's almost like you're working in a tea room. Or I also see you working in a supplement, like a vitamin place. But you're also giving information on the metaphysical side as well as the holistic. Yeah, I'm seeing a good variety for you.
Okay. Anything specifically my guide sees? I've kind of had recently a couple of stumbling blocks within the last week, and I'm hoping to kind of get past that.
Stumbling blocks were because of retrograde. Retrograde is over now, so those blocks should be reduced or negated.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
Light white candles when you're, the angels want me to tell you, light white candles when you're doing your meditative work.
I lit one before I called. Thank you very much.
All righty.
I appreciate it.
All right. Well, listen, I wish you the very best. I know me and Nina both, we wish you the very best. So, hey, welcome to our club.
That's right. Thank you so much. You have a lovely
You're
day,
welcome.
Both of you.
You too. Have a wonderful week. Congratulations.
You too.
Okay. Next caller is area code 509. You're on the line with Nina and Linus. Who's this?
Hi. This is Erica.
Hi, Erica. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you. How are you?
Terrific.
Yeah. My question was kind of, like, weird. I keep seeing, like, a number 8 or, like I'll check. I'll be like, oh, shoot, what time is it? And I'll check, and it'll be, like, whatever number, and then 38 or, like, something ending in 8. Or it's usually the 38, so it'll be like 238 or whatever, like that it's 38 or I'll end in 38 or in 8. Sorry. I was just wondering,
okay,
like, what does that mean, or am I just delusional?
No. Those are symbols. When you're seeing symbols, whatever that could be, and the symbol you're seeing is a number 8. So it means something. I'm sorry to say this, too. I'm not a person. Nina, do you know about the number 8?
The number 8?
I know,
no,
it's prosperity.
That's all I know, because the number 8 is also the infinity sign turned sideways.
Oh, that's so true. I didn't realize that.
Yeah.
But maybe like my angels or my spirit had like a message about that. I was just really curious.
If the 3 and the 8, that's the 1, which is new beginnings. Like 3 and 8 add up, which is double 1s, which is new beginnings. So there could be something going very positive going to happen to you.
Oh my gosh, that's crazy. Because I was telling a friend how I have this thing and I noticed, and she's like, well, for me, I keep seeing the 11. So the fact that you just said that 8 plus 3 equals 11, and she's like, oh, I just use it as a lucky number now because I see it so much. And I was just like, oh, like I'm having the same thing but with 38 or just 8, ending in 8.
Yeah,
so,
well,
yeah.
All I can tell you about those numbers, because I haven't really delved that far into numerology. I'm just starting to learn about it, but that much I can tell you.
Okay,
yeah,
that's
and
fine.
I know that 8 is prosperity, so maybe your new beginning is that there's new money coming to you to avail you to accomplish some things. That's what I'm feeling. That's what
Aww.
I keep seeing. You say in the 8, so that's prosperity, and the 1 is new beginning, so your life is getting ready to change for the better. If you're worried about money,
okay.
I'm going to say that money is coming to you, but it is a new beginning.
Yeah, well, I'll make it happen. I just got to, after once summer begins, it's all about getting a job. I really want a law firm, so I'm going to hunt. And I also have my state governor job, so on the side. So it'd be fun. Busy, I think, really busy. But, yeah.
Yeah. You're going to do good, Erica.
Yeah.
Yep.
You are. You're going to do really good. Go ahead, Nina.
No, being busy is good, and, yeah, you'll be fine. All things positive.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, thank you for your time.
You're welcome.
You're most welcome. Keep in touch with us and let us know how you're doing, Erica, okay?
Uh-huh. Thank you. Bye.
Oh, bye-bye. Have a wonderful week. Okay, area code 864. You're on the line with Nina and Linus. Who's this?
Hello, this is Kat. I was calling about, do you have a message from Spirit? I'm looking into a relationship. I'm trying to get into a relationship with someone.
Okay, and your name is Kathy or Kat?
Catherine.
Okay.
Catherine.
But what is, okay. Okay. And what's the first name of the fella?
I don't have a fella, no. No, I'm just trying to
Oh, you
want to
know
love.
Is there romance coming up for you?
Yes.
Oh, I thought there was somebody in particular you wanted us to find
no.
out for you. Oh, okay. All right, well, let's see what's coming up for Catherine romance. You're very choosy, and you can be hypercritical, too. You got clarity. You know what you want, what you're looking for in a man, so that's a good thing. You just got to watch, Catherine, that you're not so... I'm going to put it like this. We call it hoof and mouth disease, but it's actually speaking your piece, but sometimes it's good to be PC.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah, you could make a comment about this particular situation or whatever, but sometimes it'd be better for you just to hold your comments to yourself. Even though I know that you're right what you want to say, but, you know, just kind of hold them to yourself. You're an honest person, and you're quick about your comments and brush. So I want you to think about that when the gentleman comes along, not to be so intense, but just, you know, relax a little bit. Still be Catherine who you are, but you can be abrasive. I can see that about you. I can feel it. I mean, you'll call a spade, but sometimes you just want to like, okay, we know how you feel, just woohoo, okay. There is a gentleman coming towards you. This man looks to be like a farmer or has something to do with farming. He's tall. He's thick. He's not heavy set, but he's a little thick. But he has something to do with the farming community. And he's very well knowledgeable about vegetables and what's good for your body that will help you. And he has people working for him. What else? At a market. You're going to meet this guy at an open market. You know, what do they call those, like fruit or vegetable markets? You know, they have on the weekend, like Saturday and Sundays, where people can go get fresh. Okay, this is where this guy works at to sell his goods. But he's not always there. Sometimes he walks around. He has people working for him. So I'm going to say that you're going to meet him probably in June at an open market while you're out shopping. You'll meet this guy. But he deals mainly in vegetables, some fruit, but in vegetables. And I also see in front of him there's like reading material, like cards or whatever, to understand, you know, how vegetables can work in your body, combinations or whatever. He's really into health. I mean, this guy is really into good health. Yeah, I mean, that's good. I mean, that's, you know, when we get older, our health is the most important thing. So to not only live right, but to eat correctly, too, is so beneficial. So this guy, I'm going to tell you, is coming in June.
Okay.
I'm sorry?
I said, okay, especially now with having a heart attack, so that'll be good for me.
Well, see, that's a blessing. Then that's a blessing for you to meet a guy that's like that, because he'll help your health, right? Yeah. That's the kind of guy that you need to meet, somebody I'm not just saying a farmer, but somebody that understands how food can work in your body to help you or to hurt you, you know. But that's a good thing, because the most natural you can get as far as your body, the better it is for you.
Yeah.
So, yeah, but that's what I see him coming in June. So when you're out, you know, like I said, doing your shopping, go to the stands where you see a lot of vegetables and strike up a conversation with the gentleman.
Let's crack it up. Okay, we'll be
locking strike up a conversation.
You think we'll like each other, or what you think?
Yeah, you will, because you will like him. You'll find the man interesting. Because you're going to tell him that, you know, you had some health issues. You may or may not tell him you had a heart attack. But I see that you tell him that you've had some health issues. And what do you think is good for blah, blah, blah? And that's how the conversation starts. And you really are interested in what this man has to say. Like, wow, you know, I didn't know that. That's interesting about bok chow, or different things like that, that you were just surprised. So, yeah, and from there. When you guys start talking, it's like, you know, well, you want to, you know, go have a cup of coffee or something, go to dinner, and it just begins from there and flows. But you two will be together for a while. He's going to teach you stuff about gardening.
Okay.
You're
going to
really like this guy.
Oh, what?
You're going to like this guy. You know, opposites do attract, but for you, he's going to be helping you health-wise. So,
okay.
Yeah. Nothing but goodness there.
Okay, thank you.
Mhm. And for your health, you quit stressing.
Okay.
Just relax. You know, your stress is what brought on some of your stuff for your heart. So, So just, you know who you are, Catherine. You know you don't take no shit. Okay. But just sometimes back up a little bit, let it go.
Okay. I will.
Yeah. Just let it go. I understand you, because I always say I'm Saturday night and Nina Sunday morning, because I shoot from the hip. But sometimes we have to just back up and think, okay, do I really want this headache? Do I want to upset my stomach? No. Let it go.
Yeah.
Let God.
Not true. Agree.
Yeah.
Agree.
Okay.
All right.
Was there anything you wanted to say? Go ahead, Catherine.
Do you have an initial for this guy? You have no initial? Will I like him? Because if I don't like him, I know how I am.
Okay, his name is Brian.
Okay. And I don't know him.
Nope.
Okay.
Nope.
Okay, do you have a message from Spirit for me?
Yeah, that was it.
Okay, all right.
You got to meet Brian.
Okay,
you're
going to
meet this
Brad.
Farmer guy. Yep, that's
okay,
your message.
Okay, Farmer Brad. Okay, I gotcha.
Okay.
Thank you.
Now, you enjoy and give us a call back. Let us know how it turned out. But I know it's going to turn out good, because you're going to find this quite interesting and helpful to you as well. So
okay.
It's all good. Yes,
thank
ma'am.
You.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling, Catherine, and have a wonderful weekend, lady. You are listening to Free Psychic Readings Sunday with Linus and Miss Nina here on the Essence of Success Radio Network. The chat room is open. Miss Nina is your moderator in there, and the phone number is area code 646-727-2914. That's 646-727-2914. Next call, area code 860. You're on the air with Linus and Nina. Who's this?
Hi, this is Amala.
Hi. Say it again. I'm sorry.
Amala.
Amala. Okay.
Yeah.
How are you doing, Amala?
Good. How are you?
Terrific.
So, I think I have the same question as the previous caller. Do you see a relationship coming for me?
Okay. Do you have a vision board up, Amala?
I have a list.
You want to come in your... Okay.
Yes.
I see a vision board. Okay.
No, I don't have a vision board. No.
Mm. I'm seeing water, sand, not necessarily a beach, though.
Okay.
No, it's contradictory. I'm trying to see who this man is coming, but I'm getting contradictory messages. Nina, are you picking up anything for Amala?
It's kind of gray. Not a clear picture at all. For some strange reason, partially blocked. Are you?
Yeah, I'm not either. I keep.
No, my question.
You're telling
is,
me contradict. Go ahead.
Yeah. Are you clear on what you want?
Yeah, I'm very clear. I can name three adjectives if that helps. I don't know. I mean, I'm very clear with my list. I want somebody who's emotionally secure, who's loyal to himself. That means he could be loyal to others, as in myself, and who has a good heart. And the three words I just described, that's because I am that myself.
Okay, maybe because they asked at the beginning of a vision board, I'm going to say that if you do a vision board and put your list and pictures or whatever on this vision board, what you want to happen, say for the month of June, for the month of June, what would you like to see occur? So instead of writing it out, which is still good, that's beautiful too, but I'd rather you do a board and put pictures and write things on there, what you want to see occur. Okay. Because I'm not seeing any particular gentleman per se, but I keep getting contradictory, like it's confusing to me. I'm not for sure. You say you know what you want, but there's something's not right there because it's going back and forth. So
did
that's the best thing I can tell you is
did
create a vision board. I'm sorry?
Did you just end the relationship?
I did not. I haven't had one in a couple of years.
Man, I'm...
Oh, you know what? Okay, ding, ding, ding. The key thing is I had to let go of my ex because he was still in my heart. So, yeah, that's what you're probably picking up on.
Yes. Okay, thank you.
Yes. He's completely
relieved.
It's so
nice when we have all the information.
Okay, that helps
okay.
a lot. That's why there was such a gray area and everything else, and why neither one of us could see anything clearly is because of that. Yeah, you'll be able to move forward now. Yeah, that was a big one for you, wasn't it?
It was. He was my first love. It's just me. It's been 7-8 years. Yeah.
Okay. Well, you should be able to move forward now. Just make sure that he's gone out of your heart.
Yes. I mean, it was just residual because I've done the work on my – I mean, I definitely was a karmic relationship. I've had a lot of past lives with him. It's even my mindset. I've completely let him go. My heart feels so clear and free of him because I really was holding myself captive. I was blaming myself. So that's what delayed everything from me moving forward. And once I've forgiven myself, I could forgive him, and that's exactly what I did. From my heart, not from my head, from my heart.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I think, you should be moving along okay now.
Okay, so just do the vision board. So there's nothing else you see at all?
No, not at this time, Levis.
No.
You saw him go?
No, that's it.
Okay.
All right, okay. Amala. Thank you for calling, and we wish you a very
thank
good
you.
Week.
And
you wish
too.
You the best in your love life. Thank you. Next call, area code 520. You're on the line with Nina and Linus. Who's this?
Hi, this is Maxelina.
Maxelina?
Yes.
Okay, so I'm pronouncing it correct. Maxelina.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. How are you today, young lady?
I'm fine, and yourself?
Terrific.
I have a question about a relationship. Because, I've been talking to this guy for a while, and I want to know if, stuff will work out with him, or do you see something later on in the future with possibly somebody else?
Okay, so there is a guy you're talking to now. Maxelina, what's his first name?
Isaiah.
Okay. Stop right there. That's enough. What's wrong with Isaiah's neck? Does he have a crook in his neck?
No, nothing. I know he just has some neck tattoos and he has a lot of tattoos.
Oh,
but nothing
okay.
really wrong with his neck.
Okay, maybe that's what it is. I'm going to tell you what. You may not like what I'm getting ready to say. They're saying bimbo. Now, is that for him or is that for you? I don't know, but I'm seeing B-I-M-B-O, bimbo, bimbo, bimbo.
I'm picking up he's really bossy.
Yeah, a little bit.
Okay, that's what I'm picking up is that he's really
lost. He gets upset a little bit, but for the most part, he's not really bossy, but he just
is he there with
ground.
You now?
No, he's not.
Okay. Do you watch for the red flags with this guy?
A little bit.
A little bit, so not totally.
Not really, but just
okay.
a little here and there.
Well, I'm picking up.
Well, I asked the angels, was this guy for you? And they told me no. So I'm going to adhere to Nina and see what she's seeing.
Yeah, I'm seeing the same thing. He's not the guy for you.
Nope.
All right.
Nope.
Do you see anything in the future?
I see a white guy coming towards you. I see that very clearly. but not this other gentleman. This is in 2 weeks. You're going to meet this white guy. It's going to be quick. And he smiles a lot. He laughs. They're telling me he's a good person. That's all. I'm not getting any unique information about him. But they just said he smiles a lot, good looking, and he's a nice person. So
good.
That's something
can
for you to think about
like
in two weeks. 2 weeks. I'm sorry?
Do you not see, like, where I would meet this person or, like, anything else leading up to him?
Let's see. Unexpected.
All right.
They're not showing me. They said it's unexpected. So when you're not even thinking about a boyfriend or whatever, boom, that's when you're going to meet him that quick.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, Mexilina, thank you for calling, and we wish you the very best. Enjoy a wonderful week, young lady. Okay, next call, area code 253. You're on the line with Linus and Nina. Who's this?
Hi, this is Holly.
Hi, Holly. How are you?
Good. I'm just wondering.
Wonderful.
Where do you see me meeting my next boyfriend?
Okay. There's no one you're talking to right now you're interested in?
No, not even.
Okay.
Lots of love life problems today, Lannis.
Yeah. Holly, who is this guy? This is not anything to do with love interest now. He's got a tumor on the back of his head to the left side. Left side of his head, like below the ear. I can see it. It's big, too. It's a ball, but it's a tumor.
Wow.
You have anybody in your family or friends that has a tumor on the back or the side of their neck?
Actually, yes.
Okay.
That's weird. I haven't talked to him in 30 years. But he happened on his neck close to his ear.
Right. Okay, that's just where it is. Well, it's big now. So you haven't seen him in 30 years. It won't matter for me to tell you to tell him. He needs to get to a doctor, like as of yesterday. But, yeah, not a golf ball. I'd say almost as a tennis ball. But anyway, they wanted me to share that
with you.
Yeah,
it was like a
okay.
golf ball when I first saw him. That's probably his mom. His mom's on the other side.
Okay. Oh, okay. Well, anyway, I pass the information on. Now back to you and the guy that's coming up. I'm seeing water. I see this guy sitting like a lifeguard at the top of this chair. Or, you know, like lifeguards sit up way high so they can look over while people are in the water. That's where I'm seeing this guy, like he's a lifeguard. Got a heck of a body on him. Good God. He is built. Loves water. Of course, he's a lifeguard. That's kind of like he likes to do in the summer. I see him more or less like a businessman, but he enjoys helping, and he likes to do this every summer. I think he's with some community park or community center, and every year he does this. You know, during the summer, he'll work the pool as a lifeguard. But his daily, Monday through Friday, I see he's a businessman. And they're telling me he works for IBM. He's an IT person for IBM. And his job is going to bring him closer
here.
To you.
Sorry.
Okay, well, his job. IBM. Okay, well, you're saying Microsoft. Well, anyway. No, it's not Microsoft. They're telling me IBM. The angels are being...
Wow.
They're being a little curt with me about what they told me. So I understand Microsoft, but they're telling me, no, he works for IBM, which you do have IBM in Washington as well.
Wow.
Okay. Let's see. I don't know when you're going to meet this guy, though. They're not showing me when you're going to meet him.
Okay.
I'm not getting any time frame, weeks, months, days, or any of that. All I'm getting is he a businessman, he works for IBM, and during the summer he's a lifeguard. But it's a community pool. So that's why I was saying, like a community center or something that, you know, that they, you know, it's not like at the beach.
Yeah, our beaches are cold. But, yeah.
Okay. So I'm telling you this, so if you decide to take a niece or nephew or a girlfriend and her kids or whatever, and you decide to go to a community pool, observe the lifeguard that's there.
Okay. That sounds fun.
Okay. Nina?
I'm not. I'm just here.
Okay. Okay. Well, that's what I picked up. So look for that particular gentleman if you're out with your relatives or with a girlfriend and friends, and you will meet this guy. But no, okay. Just because he's a lifeguard, don't think that's all he does for a living. It is not.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you. Appreciate
you're
it.
Welcome, and I wish you the very best. Thank you for calling, Holly, and have a wonderful week. Okay, next call. Area code 559. You're on the line with Linus and Nina. Who's this?
Hi, this is Gwen.
Hi, Gwen. How are you?
I'm blessed.
All right, we all are. Thank you kindly.
Yes.
Lena?
Yes, ma'am.
Gwen is our nice caller.
I am?
Oh!
What?
Wait a minute. Here we go. Nice caller is Gwen.
All right.
Congratulations, young lady.
Well, thank you. Wow. It's already starting. Wow. Okay,
yeah.
What do I do?
Well, I'll tell you what. You can have me and Nina for an hour reading. You get a free reading. So if you'd rather do that than to ask the question now, Nina will get your information from you, and we'll set up a day and time and call you. And, you got an hour with your questions.
Okay, then I will save it.
Okay, so Gwen, stay on the line now. Nina will be right with you, so don't hang up. Stay on the phone, okay? All right, thank you. And thank you for being our ninth caller. God bless you. Okay. Well, Nina's doing that. Okay, next caller is area code 724. You're on the line with Linus and Nina. Who's this?
This is Kenny. How are you?
Hi, Kenny. I am doing great. And yourself?
I am wonderful.
Wonderful.
I have you on speaker. Can you hear me? I was trying to turn it off, but now it won't turn off.
Oh, no. I hear you fine. You're doing great. Go right
ahead.
All right,
great.
Kenny, right? I'm saying your name correctly?
Yes.
Okay. All right, young man, what can we help you with today?
Well, I wanted to see if there's anything you can validate for me. I have been, for the past year or so, really getting more spiritual and trying to find out more things, especially dealing with depression all my life. I'd rather not be on the planet than be on the planet, so I've been doing a lot of research.
Okay.
And really don't, I mean, I see some things here and there and really can't figure out how to get more answers of what I should do next. I understand now that life is more of not always being happy, and we have to treat it more of, hey, what's going to come next, and more of a journey. And I'm trying to deal with that, but would like to get some more perspective and more help with angels. And as much as I try and research and listen to people, I'm not getting anything coming through that I can hear or see.
You're trying too hard.
Okay.
Just let it go. Go into meditation. I assume you're doing meditation, right?
No, I want to, but then I don't. I'm not sure why.
Okay, that's why you're not receiving anything. You actually have to go into meditation and be able to meditate to be able to pick up maybe some answers, questions, voices from your angels. You have to be able to do that. Either that or the angels will come to you when you're sleeping.
Yeah, that I've asked for, but I haven't. I do see a lot of synchronicities. I get a lot of 1111s, a lot of, you know, seeing more 333s and those numbers. I don't know if that tells you anything.
Yeah, that tells me that they are trying to communicate with you, but you're blocking the communications.
I am. Okay.
You are.
Dealing with one thing right now that maybe you can answer is that I have a business that's not doing as well as it used to, and got family members asking me to kind of get out of it and try to find a job somewhere else starting all over again. I don't know if I should hold on to it and or do both. I'm just struggling with that right now.
Okay, let me tell you what I've picked up so far. And the answer to your business, yeah, you need to let that go. All it's giving you is headaches. And it's just it's not working now.
Yeah,
also,
I've got a headache.
You did too? Yeah, he's got to let that business go. But I got comedian. When you first started talking, the angels were laughing. You were saying that you know, you're going through depression. But they're saying, comedian, that you have a great ability to make people laugh. Is that true, Kenny?
Sometimes. I could not be a comedian. But, I mean, I do like to help people. I do like to make people laugh, yes.
Okay. Yeah, no. They're not telling me, they're not telling me this to say, okay, you know, go out and start auditioning and be a comedian.
Oh, okay.
They're telling me this because of the laughter and the joy that you have in your spirit. You got to tap into that, young man. You make people happy. You can say things that will change a person's mind or either make them laugh about it, maybe look at themselves and start laughing, but you have the ability to bring laughter into people's life. And that's why the angels are laughing. They're like, why are you feeling down when you have a gift of joy and laughter? Now, that means that if you want to go into something else, you know, you'd be good at administrative work. Have you thought about that?
I don't know what to do. I honestly don't. That's my biggest struggle, and that's why I'm always down, because I don't know what to do.
Okay, I'm just going to interrupt just for one second. I have a message from Holly from the chat room. Holly is also a psychic who helps us out every once in a while. Kenny, she told me to tell you to relax, breathe, and listen to the first thing that comes to you. Trust your instincts. So now I'm telling you that. You know the path that you should be on. Trust yourself to know it. Holly also says once you start doing that, you will find yourself opening up more and being able to receive the spirit much better. And you do know the answer. Both of us, both Holly and I agree with that. You do know the answer. Deep down, you know what the answer is for yourself. Trust your instincts, please.
Okay.
I know, Kenny, I know you're down. And I know it's hard, but trust your instincts. They won't let
you. Yeah, and so you, I mean, just, you know, the depression thing. I mean, I'm not, with what I said, I'm not going to do anything. I've already promised people that, so that's off the table. It's just a matter of, like, if someone dies, I'm like, they're lucky. It's that type of thing. So it's not like, but I'm trying to get around that. I'm trying to get away from that and trying to treat life differently now that I understand things after studying so much about why we're here. I'm just having a hard time with how to make a living with the way things are going right now on my particular journey. So that's what I'm struggling with. But I appreciate what you're saying.
Yes, and you know we're here to love totally and unconditionally, which is the hardest thing for us primitive humans. But that is
well, it is, especially when there's so much
love totally and unconditionally.
Horrible.
Well, it's not horrible. You know what? I'm going to add this to Holly and Nina. Every morning when you get up, think of something that's the joy, that's joyful around you, that makes you happy. If it's just seeing the sun come up in the morning, or maybe you getting up listening to the radio, if that brings you joy, put a smile on your face. Little things can turn into bigger things. But I think for you, you got to find that joy, that happiness again. Because like Nina and Holly said, it's in you, Kenny. You got it, brother.
Thank you.
You just got to let it come out.
I will definitely do that.
Please give us a call back, Kenny. Okay?
Thank you so much. I will definitely do that.
All right.
Yes, please do. Okay, and we're going to be praying for you too, Kenny. And
oh,
I mean
so
that.
Much.
We do. That's not just a word happenstance saying. If we say we're going to pray for you, we are going to pray for you. And also, let me tell you this, Kenny. If nobody's told you they love you today, me and Nina do, and Holly.
Oh,
okay?
Thank you so much. I send my love to you all.
You are most welcome. All right, then. Have a wonderful week, young man.
You also.
Okay. Where am I at? Oh. Is that right? Okay. Next call. Oh, you're listening to Free Psychic Reading Sundays with Nina and Linus here on the Essence of Success Radio Network. That phone number is area code 646-727-2914. That's 646-727-2914. The chat room is open. Miss Nina's in there. And also, we've got Holly a treat today. Thank you, Holly, for joining us. Okay, next call. Area code 631. You're on the air with Linus and Nina. Who's this?
Hi, this is Suzanne.
Hi, Suzanne. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. I'm just a little concerned about my love life. I don't know why I'm not meeting anybody to connect with, to have a companionship with. I'm going on dates and stuff, but they're just either they don't like me or I don't like them. And I'm just looking for a companion.
Okay. There's not anybody you're interested in at the present time?
Well, I like somebody, but I think he just wants to be my friend because he's just too busy or something. And then I'm supposed to go on a blind date with a person during this week, but I don't know. I mean, I'm going on the dates.
Well, remember, too, now, we're coming out of Mercury retrograde, so things might change for the better now for you, okay? Because we just went through 3 weeks of chaos and God knows what, so now we're going to get back to normal, so it'll give you the opportunity to see maybe more openly whoever you're dating with or going out with. Because I see you getting tired. It's like, you know, I'm so tired of this shit. Can't somebody be righteous? Am I
right,
Suzanne?
Right. Yeah. It's true. It's, you know, I just went on a date and the person hardly ever talked, but I wasn't attracted to him. Then I went on a date today. And instead of, like, being upbeat and cheerful and giving me a kiss on the cheek and say, oh, you look nice or something. It's like, oh, hi, yes, broke up with my girlfriend. We're getting old. It's hard out there. I'm like, really? After him saying we're getting old 5 times, I put my fist on the table. I said, shut up.
Ha, 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 ha.
I said, I'll show you old. I'll show you my mother who's 77. Is this old? It's like, you know, come on. That's what I'm finding. Like, okay, let's, you know, we're, I don't know. I don't get it.
Thank you for the laugh.
Yeah.
Thank you for the laugh. Suzanne, I'm trying to see who's coming up. I'm asking. They're not showing anybody. I'm getting a blank. I'll continue to ask, and I'll throw the question to Nina and Holly.
Holly's not getting anything either, and neither am I. I've got a migraine. Like this, yeah, something's going on here.
Yeah, I'm not getting anything either. I'm not picking up anything.
Oh. Holly says don't go on any blind dates.
Ooh. Did you hear that, Suzanne? Suzanne? Oh, I think she hung up. Oh, okay. Well, Suzanne, wherever you are, if you're still hearing the show, Holly just mentioned that you shouldn't go out on any blind date. So try and call back in, and we'll see what else we can do. It was kind of drawing
still
a blank for us. I'm sorry?
Her number's still up in the queue, Lennis. The 631 number.
Yeah. How did she get
dropped? I don't know what happened. I just got disconnected.
Yeah. Okay. Well, thank you for you're back now, so that's good.
Yeah,
Holly just mentioned
said, don't,
that.
Don't.
Yeah, go on any blind dates. Mm-hmm.
Well, I was talking to a nice man today for a long time. We're supposed to meet this week, so I don't know if that should be the last blind date. He seemed nice and genuine. I don't know. He's supposed to meet this week.
Well, you know what? If you're going to meet with him, make sure it's in a crowded place because monsters.
I always do. I always do.
Yeah, I'm just saying monsters can sound nice on the phone.
Hmm. Well, then how am I supposed to meet anybody?
What were you doing before you called us?
I went dancing with a man about my age, and when I approached him, he was by himself. He talked to me for like 15 minutes, and he goes, oh, by the way, I'm living with someone. I said, I can't win for losing. And that wasn't the internet. That was out in public dancing.
Yeah, but that's okay. You just, you know, tell him thank you for being honest.
That's
not a bad thing. It's better for him to be honest and tell you the truth, or you go out on a date with him, and then some woman shows up at the table ready to jump you, right?
No,
so
but I'm saying to figure
like
that
out
all the people.
Them.
I'm not meeting the one that didn't have the girlfriend.
Yeah, you are. You are. I'm just drawing a blank. I'm sorry, Susan. I'm just not picking up. The angels are not showing me anything for you. So I'm just going to say this. As you are out dating, please be careful. You know, that's the
yeah,
best.
I don't have any more. I just have the one blind date this week. That's it.
Yeah. Well, you know, just be careful. Okay,
yeah.
We got to move on. But thank you, Susan, for calling. And, the only thing I can tell you, just be careful. That's the best thing I
okay.
can say. Wow.
All right.
What happened? Okay, thank you for calling. We love you. God, the board just went crazy. Do you see that, Nina? Whoa. Area code 717, you're on the line with Nina and Lennis. Who's this?
Hi, this is T.
This is who?
T. T.
I'm sorry.
T.
Oh, T. Okay. I didn't understand. T. Okay. How you doing, T?
I'm well. How are you?
All right. What can we answer for you today, young lady?
My question is, can I just, like, give you a name and that's fine?
Yeah, just give me the first name. You want to know about a gentleman?
Yeah, his name is Michael.
Okay, leave it there. Okay, I'll let you know. T and Michael. Okay. Is he a little slow? Is he special?
No.
Okay. No. Did he get hurt on the right side of his head by his temple?
Not that I know of.
Okay. Okay, when I said slow or special, I don't mean that he's mentally challenged. It's like he got hit or something on the right side of his head that might have caused some mental deficiency. Like maybe he's not as quick like he used to be about some things. Maybe if you're talking to him, he'd have a quick response, but now the response is a little bit slower. So that's what I'm saying, like, you know, maybe special that he, I mean, he functions like anybody else, but I'm picking up something on the right side of his head caused him maybe to lose part of his memory, or some things are not sustaining, that he lost that ability. Do you feel that about him when you're with him?
No, that sounds like my daughter's father. That's not the guy. That's not his name, not Michael.
So why am I picking up your daughter's father? Is he there?
No, just my daughter.
Okay. Because if I picked him up, that means he was strong on your mind, because I'm touching your spirit to find out. So if it's not Michael, then it's your ex.
He recently got arrested. He did 10 months in jail. Then he got out. The baby was 5 months. And he just got arrested last Saturday. So it's like, that it crosses my mind, but I kind of know that he's, you know, him and
okay,
I.
Okay, but that's
just
your ex. That's not Michael, right?
No.
Okay. Okay. Well, I'm glad you're out of that situation. Sorry you had a kid by him, but glad you're out of that situation. Michael. I'm not picking up anything on Michael. I'm asking the angels to tell me about Michael, and I just see a man walking. I'm going to tell you what they're showing me. Just a man by himself walking down the street. There's no traffic, no cars. Well, a couple cars are parked there. But he's just walking down the street by himself. That's it.
That's because he's a loner.
You know. Oh, okay. Okay. That, yes. Yes, yes.
Okay. He's a loner?
Yep.
Really?
Yep.
Michael? Because we were living together, and then he left, and, like, I don't know when he left, and I haven't spoken to him since. And I don't know, nothing.
He's not the guy for you.
If he was a guy for you, T, go ahead, say what you're going to say.
Oh, no, I was going to ask, but she said I didn't hear her, but now I heard what she said. She said he's not the guy for me.
That's what I said.
Yeah.
T, I want you to do something for me. I want you to start loving yourself before you look out for a man. I want you to love you. Love you, forgive you, and thank God every day for you. And, of course, I know you thank God for your child and you love her, but
yeah,
I want you to love you. Because that seems to be missing in the quotient here, that you don't love you enough. So whatever man that comes around you, if he doesn't add up to what's going to make T happy, and you come in twos, so it's going to make you happy and your daughter happy, hey, just as well go on down the road. You don't even need to waste your time or energy, okay?
Yeah.
Believe me, when you love yourself, God will add the person to you. It will come. He will come, not it. I'm sorry. He will come, but you got to love yourself first. And I'm not telling you that the guy that's coming is going to be perfect. You may still go through some ups and downs, but at least you'll be able to get along. There'll be some communication and understanding because you know who you are and what you want.
Okay? Yes, thank you.
All right. All right. You're welcome, T. I'm wishing the best for you, and I'll be praying for you as well. Have a wonderful week, young lady. Next call, area code 954. You're on the line with Nina and Linus. Who's this?
Hi, this is Mary. I'm calling from Florida. I tuned in a little late today, but I'm glad you took my call.
All right. Well, how you doing, Mary?
Well, I've got some problems going on right now. Started a couple months back financially, and I decided to downsize where I live to a smaller apartment, which did not take place. There was delays caused by management and so forth. And my lease is up the end of this month, and I'm still waiting for something in writing. I've been given a verbal okay, but I just don't have it yet in writing. In the meantime, I had my rent money put aside, and one of my cats got very ill, suddenly a young cat, and I had to have him put to sleep, and I had to take him to the vet 2 days in a row. So some of that money I'm trying to get back from various sources, and I'm waiting for some of it to come in. I'm wondering, first of all, if you'll see me eventually moving to that smaller place, and also if I'll be able to get this rent money made up and not have to be late.
Mary, I'm asking the angels, I'm going to tell you exactly what they're showing me. They're showing me, you as a human being, but there's a vortex in your body just swirling from the bottom of your feet going all the way up to the top of your head. Something's not right.
What does that mean?
Something's not right. I'm seeing it's just swirling within you from the bottom going all the way up, and it gets wider as it gets to the top of your head. I've never seen that before on a human being, so I'm asking, why am I seeing this vortex of your body?
I have no idea. I'm definitely from the planet. I'm not from Mars, so
I don't know. Well, if you were from another planet, I'd have told you.
Oh, I see aliens.
I do. I ain't being funny. I do.
I can believe.
Mary, have you got any health issues?
I do, yeah. I got a big one going on, yeah. I mean, not a life-threatening one. I've got a chronic one that is very difficult right now to resolve.
Okay, that's why you're seeing that, Lennis.
Oh, okay.
Did you pick up anything on that? I didn't know if you do anything medical, so I didn't want to approach that subject.
Yeah, Holly picked up on it, and I'm agreeing with her. It's a massive energy healing. So somebody is definitely helping you, and I will send along some healing as well. But, yeah, that's what it is. It's energy. It's healing energy, that vortex in you right now. So go
with it. Yeah.
Thank you, God.
Any healing I would appreciate, and I accept.
Yeah, it's being healed. Holly and I are both getting a massive headache.
I don't get headaches, but I've had a dull one for about 3 days. Not a pounding one or anything, but it's a dull headache. I probably figure it's stress or something.
Right side of your head?
No, it's just kind of like my head just feels like helium or something. It's not a pounding headache, and it's not, anything unusual. It just feels like I got just too much I'm dealing with, and I've got to help you.
Holly says to move out of your current place as soon as possible. There's too much stress there.
Yeah,
you know?
I think that's a big part of it. There's just way too much chaos going on in the apartment I'm in around me.
Okay, the paperwork will come for this new apartment.
The what?
The paperwork will come, and so will the money, because I got a yes. Holly's getting a yes for both of them, too, and I got a yes as soon as you were talking about it for both of them.
Great.
So, yes, the money will be there. Yes, the paperwork will be there. Yes, you are moving.
Oh, wonderful. Will it be in a better location where it'll be quieter and not as much chaos as the one I'm in?
Yes.
Okay. That's what I'm hoping. And I'll save some money in the long run, too.
Yes, please do.
Yeah, it's too much of everything right now. And then losing my cat and all this craziness that just happened, that took a big hunk out of it. But I didn't really have any option.
Better times are coming, Mary. Just see, look to the positive. They're there. Okay?
Do you know when things will start to lighten up? Do you get a time frame when I'll start feeling like I'm going to get out of this fog I'm in?
Yeah, the end of the month.
The end of the month? That's soon.
That soon.
I waited a long time. I sure can wait that long. That's like around the corner.
That's what they're telling me, the end of the month.
Wow, that's a week away. Okay, well, I do appreciate it, and thank you for the healing. I really, you know, need it. Like I said, I didn't want to say anything about the medical. I figured it was important. You tune into it if you do that type of thing.
And we did.
We did.
So it should start getting better once the stress maybe is a little less prevalent.
That's what I'm picking up. And like I said, remember, just focus on the positive aspects of your life and get away from the negative. Okay.
Okay, I will. Thank you very much, ladies. I think it's the first time I called, and I really enjoyed it. Thank you.
You're very welcome.
Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. Next call, area code 916. You're on the line with Nina and Lennis. Who's this?
This is Cheyenne.
Hi, Cheyenne. How are you?
I'm beautiful. How are you?
Terrific.
Super. Super. So this is my first time calling in, and it's nice to hear both of you all, both of your voices. And yeah, I basically, would like to just know, should I say something or?
Yes,
that's the question, Cheyenne. What do you?
Yeah.
What would you like to know about? So we can focus.
I would
give
like
us one
to know
question.
About, I would like to know about my position and placement. Within the world, really.
Yeah, that's way too broad.
Yeah.
Focus on something that we can give you a quick answer about.
Community.
What about it?
What about position and placement, career-wise, within my community?
You want to know about a new job or an existing job?
No.
Are you Native American, Cheyenne?
Yes.
Okay.
Not that it matters, but.
Have you thought about being a teacher?
Sure.
I'm serious. Because
yes.
What they're showing me is I see you in front of a class of kids and you're teaching them.
Absolutely.
That's what I see right now.
Super.
Yeah. Younger kids, Cheyenne.
Okay.
Yeah, it is, like elementary students. Yeah, they're not teenagers, you know.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like she said, the younger kids, elementary age.
And they are loving you.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I love the youth. Youth Lives Matter.
Oh, yeah. No. Oh, no, these kids are loving you. Definitely move in that direction.
Beautiful. You're both appreciated.
Well, thank you very much.
Yep, that's it. That's what you're... You know, I know you're Native American, so I'm sure that spirits or the elders have told you, you're here to be a teacher, to
mm-hmm.
teach knowledge and spiritualism to young folks. So, yeah, I mean other things, but your two preferences, knowledge, to teach them so they know the way. And I'm sure that
mm-hmm.
probably one of the elders has told you that. And can't
I'm
run from our destiny.
Mm-hmm.
You have a good day, mm-hmm. too, and thank you for calling, Cheyenne.
Reflect.
I know I hit on some notes. Okay, next caller. Ooh, we're getting close. Area code 862. You're on the air with Linus and Nina. Who's this?
Hi, Nina. This is Jackie.
Jackie?
Hi, Jackie. How are you?
I'm doing.
You're doing. Okay.
Yeah. I just want to ask you a question about work. Do you see any changes?
Lannis, why am I seeing stairs going up?
Promotion? Or
yep.
I would think if you see stairs going up, I would think promotion.
That's
you're going to get
seeing.
A higher job.
Yeah, I'm seeing stairs moving on up, so yeah.
I hope it's
is that
what,
are you
is.
Going for a promotion right now, Jackie? Because I know you're
I
in
wanna,
the schools. You're, huh?
I want to get out where I'm at, Linus, you know, without getting into details. You already know. It's just a major distraction. I've had offers, but, you know, I also have people where I'm at that's really been blocking a lot of progress. And it's been a distraction, a lot of dirty
Jackie,
politics.
Jackie, I see you being very happy, a smile on your face. I see that there's a promotion in your future. Now, if it's not with this company, it's definitely a better job with another company. Yeah, and you're happy.
Okay.
Ooh, I just got it. It's 5 miles from your house. They're telling me this new job is 5 miles away from your house, so it's not far away from home. And
okay.
You will be happy. Nina is right. It's almost like a complete opposite. You're going to think like, wow, I should have left years ago. But, you know, everything has its time and place and season. So it's time now.
Okay.
Yeah, and accept this, too. Just open your arms to it. It's going to happen. Know it's going to happen, and it will happen even sooner.
Hey, hey.
Okay. So just ride
this
thing out.
That's what I'm talking about.
And you can see it. I know you can. It's
yeah.
there. Reach out.
Jackie, we're out of Mercury retrograde. So come on. It's going to turn around now. That's why Nina's telling you she can see it. Now things are going to get back to normal, and what was to be before Mercury retrograde can now happen, can go forth.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm trying to remain optimistic, and I do feel the difference. To be honest with you, I had my issues with the brakes and the issues with the washing machine and the issues with the ice maker and the issues with so many things, but I also had a chance to, like, slow down a bit during this retrograde just to, like, you know, catch my breath. I didn't like the fact that I kind of had to sign something earlier on in it, and I'm not sure how that's going to turn around because by signing, I kind of like empowered myself, but I don't want when the retrograde go back the other way that then the opposite occurs. So you know me, Lynn, it's always have multiple things that's been happening all at once. It's just kind of unraveling now, and I'm still sitting back patiently.
Well, thank God it's unraveling now because now things should turn around and do better. We have five planets
mm-hmm.
that went retro four other planets beside Mercury. So, you know, it's like I said at the beginning of the show, it's been a real pip here for the last few weeks. You're going to see a change for the better, Jackie. You really are.
Yeah.
Believe that.
What I want you to do is focus on the positive. Pick something positive in your life and focus on that every day. And just have the abundance and the positive come to you.
Okay.
Focus on that. Do not focus on the broken washer or the broken whatever. Focus on the fact that you were able to get these things fixed. Focus on the fact that you are you and the sun is shining and the birds are singing and there is positive in your life. Do not focus on the negative. That just brings more negative towards you. Please focus on the positive.
Okay. Okay. I appreciate that. Thank you so much.
Very welcome,
my dear. You're most welcome. And we'll be praying for you too, Jackie.
No, Lennon. I know. Thank you so much.
Okay. You're welcome. Thank you for calling and have a wonderful week. Okay, I think we can do one more real quick. Let's try. Area code 914. You're on the line with Nina and Lennon. What's your name?
Hi, how are you? Thank you so much for taking my call.
Sure. Who's this?
Hi. I've just been having some difficulty lately with weird things going on, and I wasn't sure if it was this Mercury retrograde and things will start getting back to normal, but even physically I've just been out of it. My doctor says I'm fine, you know, so it's not a medical serious thing.
Okay. And what's your first name, ma'am? Hello.
Oh, that was weird. I heard another conversation. I'm sorry. I'm on my cell phone.
Okay.
Do we have
your first name?
It's Charity.
Charity.
Okay, Charity. Okay, go ahead now.
I was
just
saying
that. You want to know what's going on in your life?
Well, if that's what, if it's what's creating whatever. On with me because I just haven't been feeling right. And medically, everything cleared out fine.
You take things to heart too much. Don't wear your heart on your sleeve. You know, it's like things happen. I'll put it like this, real easy. Have you ever heard about people who walk into a room and it looks like they just suck the air out the room?
Yeah.
Have you ever heard that? Okay. For you, Charity, you don't suck the air out the room, but the empathic side of you brings it in. You need to let it go. If it has nothing to do with Charity, then, hey, Charity ain't bothered with it.
Well, that makes a lot of sense. I have been dealing with a lot of people's not, you know, their
Yeah,
stuff.
I know. That's what I'm saying. I can see that. But, you know, and look, it's okay to feel for other people. I'm not telling you not to. That's fine. That's beautiful. But don't let it where it bothers your spirit and your being that now you've brought their stuff all into you and now your being is all confused and messed up and don't know what's going on and your soul is asking questions. So that's why I'm asking, like, if it doesn't affect Charity, if Charity ain't in it, she ain't a part of it, don't worry about it. Keep it pushing.
Oh, well, thank you.
Yeah, and if it is, if it's something,
a lot.
I bet it does. And if it's something that bothers you, then you know, sit down and think about it. How does it affect you? But if it doesn't, you know, people talk and say things every day. Oh, Charity, did you hear this? Did you know this happened to so and so? You know, that's why I said you just take it in stride. Like, okay, let it go.
I
Nina?
Definitely will.
Nina?
I'm going to tell Charity to focus on the positive as well. Surround yourself in white light, please. Because you need the protection right now. So surround yourself in white light and keep that white light around you at all times. Unfortunately, we are going to have to say goodbye because we are running out of time.
Yes, we are. Thank you, everybody, for
thank you.
And Charity, thank
I'll
you
try
for
to call
calling.
You
please
call time when the phone's not all wacky.
Yes, please do. Charity, call us back, and thank you so much for calling the show. We do appreciate it. Thank you, everybody from around the world in the chat room or on the phone that called into the show today. We do appreciate it, and if no one's told you that they love you today, me and Nina do, and I'm throwing Holly in there too. So thank you so much. Nina, was there anything you wanted to say? I think we got 30 seconds.
I just want to thank everybody that joined me in the chat room. I had a bunch of new people in there and all the new callers today and old callers as well. Thank you all for joining us today. I had a marvelous time. Enjoy the rest of your weekend. Canada, we have one more day off. Enjoy it. Next weekend, I guess, is a long weekend for you down in the U.S. So enjoy yourselves. Remember, think positive, know positive, and it will be there.
Yes, ma'am, it sure will be. Keep the positive up, and remember, this is a new beginning this week. Yay! Good night, Nina. Good night, Holly.
Good night, Dennis. Good night, Holly. Love you both.